listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're tremendous. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by our producer holding it down today, Nick Theodoro in New York City. And thank you again to you for listening to the show. We got a lot to get into. It is Wednesday. Of course, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We'll get into that in a bit. We got some NFL news. Aaron Rodgers has spoken. We got some quarterback changes with the New England Patriots and then also the Las Vegas Raiders. And then, of course, the Major League Baseball playoffs are off and rolling. Damn it, they're not just running. They're rolling. They're rocking and running. There's a lot going on in the playoffs. Congratulations to those Tigers. We're going to get into them in a minute. Okay. Tigers just beat the Guardians 3-0. We had a thriller last night, at least early on, between the Padres and the Dodgers. And so we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It works. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day. Another Wednesday. Here I am to help you get over the hump. Happy to be here with you. Nick Theodoro, are you having a tremendous day? Is it good? Is it bad? Are you feeling sad? Tell me. Fill me in.
No, I'm doing good. Just moving very fast. Fast-paced day, but can't complain.
Oh, that's a good thing.
There's a lot going on.
Well, rather than a slow-paced day, are you okay?
No, I'm doing great. Just came from my full-time job straight over here, you know, grinding, doing what I got to do.
Okay, just taking all the money. Thank you so much, Nick Theodoro.
I don't know about all the money. It's not much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for blessing us with your presence. And speaking of being blessed, congratulations to all the people in Detroit. Now, I'm not here trying to be a jinx. I know there are a lot of people who are very high and very enthusiastic right now about the Detroit Tigers. I am not one of them, but you got to give them credit for what they've done up until now. These Detroit Tigers, minutes ago, right before we got on air, the Tigers beat the Guardians 3-0. Let me remind you, they are now one step away from going to the American League Championship Series. Yes, the Detroit Tigers, the team that hasn't seen the postseason since 2013. By the way, this is the same exact score from the last damn game where Kerry Carpenter went out there and hit a three-run home run. Let me tell you again, this is the second consecutive game that the Cleveland Guardians have been blanked. This time, they got blanked in Detroit. Let's take a listen to the final run of the game. This isn't the sixth inning. Torkelson came through with a double to left, and it made the score 3-0. Take a listen to this courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
Morgan's 2-1, swinging a line drive down the left field line, hooking toward the corner, fair ball! Keith will score. Torkelson around first. He's heading to second. 3-0 Tigers in the sixth.
Wow. Let me tell you something. This is now 20 straight innings. 20 straight innings where the Guardians have not scored a run. This is the longest streak in postseason history. And I've had a lot of people call me up here about the Tigers and the series against the Guardians. And JR, what do you think is going to happen? Who's going to win? And this and that. And I keep telling everybody, even as recently as yesterday, I got confidence in the Guardians. I got confidence in their bats. I have more confidence in their pitching. And the Tigers are slapping together these bullpen games and actually smacking them around and winning every single one. It's quite the opposite. And so much love and congratulations to everybody in Michigan, everybody in Detroit. It's not over yet. The job is not done. Tigers have now taken a 2-1 series lead, and they have an opportunity and a chance to close things out tomorrow at home in Detroit. So go ahead, get your tickets if you don't have them already. Maybe this is a good omen. Cleveland has now lost 8 out of their last 9 postseason road games, and Cleveland just gets smacked around. Meanwhile, Detroit, on the other hand, they are 11-4 in their last 15 home games. That includes the regular season. So there's some home cooking in Detroit. The fans, for the first time, I think, in any Lions fan, in anybody's life, this is the first time that they can be optimistic about both teams at the same damn time. Now, is this bullpen going to last for the Tigers all the way through? Well, let's see what they do tomorrow, because the series can easily be tied. Eventually, you know, Cleveland has to wake up, right? The bats for Cleveland, they have to show some type of life, don't they? You can't be this quiet. 20 scoreless innings? Help. Somebody has to wake up. Let's see if Detroit can close them out and advance to the ALCS. Wow. Well, let's see if Cleveland can tie this up and make this a win-or-go-home series back in Cleveland. I want to call it the Jake. I don't know what the hell they call it now. Everything has some stupid, fancy, you know, name. Used to be the Jake, and it was Progressive Field. I don't know what the hell they call the thing. Let's see if they can go back to Cleveland. Congratulations to the Tigers. One more step. This is good, right? If only Miggy was still around. Sorry he's not. I will tell you this, though. Detroit deserves a winner. Think about some of the pain that these fans have felt, specifically with these two teams. I mean, I'm not even going to get into the recent Pistons. You can throw the Pistons straight on out the window. Maybe the tide will turn. Maybe Cade Cunningham will wake up and be a good dude, a good player, consistent player. Maybe they'll build some pieces around him. And just maybe they actually have a coach right now that actually wants to coach the team and didn't show up because they offered him, you know, $70-plus million. Hey, good luck to Mr. Bickerstaff. But having said that, Detroit sports is typically a punchline. Easily. Go ahead and look at the Lions. I think about a franchise that easily so damn bad. You have two legends of the NFL who basically said, I want to go home. I'd rather quit than get my skull bashed in as one of the greatest player in my position and stick around and do this crap. I'd rather go home. That, of course, is Calvin Johnson. And now he's in the good graces of the team, or at least they're in his good graces. And then that Barry Sanders guy. Probably, arguably, the greatest, best running back of all time, who said, man, I ain't playing for the Lions. I'm going home. Screw this. Now you got a good team. See, now the Detroit Lions are making fun of other teams and other players. Good on them. Congratulations to Detroit. These Tigers, man, months ago, zero expectations for what they could do. Now there's something. Good on them. Also, we got more baseball going on right this minute, this second as well. In New York, in Queens, New York, the New York Mets and the Phillies, they got no runs. Nobody has scored. That game is currently in the third. New York Mets trying to put some runs up, a run up, to take a lead. By the way, the New York Mets are already where the Tigers hope to be. Sean Manaea held it down last night for the New York Mets. Helped them get the win, helped them get the lead, helped them get a 2-1 series lead. If the New York Mets beat the Phillies tonight, the New York Mets advance to the National League Championship Series. They haven't been there since 2015. I picked the Phillies to beat the Mets. Let's see if I end up being right or whether I end up being wrong. Also tonight, there's so much damn baseball, I cannot even keep track. The New York Yankees, they're at home. The New York Yankees are going to try to take a 2-1 series lead against the Kansas City Royals. Aaron Judge has been a no-show. Aaron Judge has basically disappeared here in this series. You got Jazz Chisholm, who just showed up for the New York Yankees in the middle of the season, running around telling everybody that, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, that Royals win, that last one, it was a fluke. We're still going to win. All right, Jazz, be careful. I mean, he's saying that it was a fluke that the Royals won. You got Rodon. He's celebrating too early while he's getting his ass whooped. This can get ugly very, very quickly. Aaron Judge, yuck. 12 postseason games. His last 12 postseason games, 6-43. That is a batting average of 140. Not going to cut it. Not going to cut it if you're the superstar for the New York Yankees. Not going to cut it when, yes, you've carried the team all year long. Almost every season you carry the New York Yankees. You're the MVP, multiple time MVP, soon to be MVP again. Yes, multiple times. You can't suck in the postseason with the New York Yankees. Let's see what the Yankees do tonight against the Royals. Let me tell you, if the Yankees don't win tonight in the Bronx, New York, their fans will be ready to call for everybody to be fired. And it's not even an elimination game. They will just go down 2-1. And New York Yankee fans will have their backs so firm up against the wall, they're going to be ready to fire everybody. And that's not all the baseball we have tonight. I'm not even done yet. Because if you go out to the West Coast, you go to San Diego, Southern California, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers taking on San Diego. Let's see if anybody gets any baseballs thrown at them. Let's see if Profar is tricking Mookie Betts. Let's see, I don't know, is Fernando Tatis Jr., is he going out there? Is he hitting another home run? Is he blasting off like last night? Are we getting more of a surprise? It looked like the Padres were just going to wipe him out 6-0, 6-1, and then boom, we got a grand slam by Hernandez, and now we got a 6-5 game, and the Padres held on that entire way. They scored all the runs early. No insurance runs necessary. Let's see what they do tonight. We got a full slate. We got Detroit already winning. We got the Mets trying to win and trying to eliminate the Phillies. We got the Yankees and the Royals trying to take a 2-1 series lead against these New York Yankees. And then late in San Diego, we got the Padres trying to beat up on the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers pitching sucks, I got to tell you that. Walker Buehler, man, he got smacked around last night. The Padres are trying to show these Dodgers who the hell is the boss. And you know what? After the game last night, Fernando Tatis Jr., he told everybody, we ain't afraid of nothing, not even these Dodgers. Listen to this.
Definitely no fear, but that's something that you build through the years, you know, getting experience playing against those guys. And, yeah, definitely no fear. I mean, we're showing up to play the best baseball we can, especially knowing the type of group that we're facing. So, man, we're just showing up and playing ball.
It's showing up and playing ball. That's the least of what you can ask for, right? It's kind of crazy. The Dodgers, they're on the brink of elimination. No more Shohei Ohtani after tonight. Is Ohtani going to lead the way, or is he going to go home to his wife, his dog, or whatever the hell they do with Shohei Ohtani when he's not playing baseball? Are they just going to put him in the closet and bring him back out next season? What does he do? Do you ever see him outside? The answer is no, you don't. Not a photo, not a video. He just plays baseball, and that's it. We got a lot of baseball. We will keep you up to date with all of the action going on tonight. Congratulations already to the Guardians. Well, not them. Congratulations to the Tigers. The Guardians, their backs up against the wall. The Tigers have taken a 2-1 series lead. They have held the Guardians scoreless in the last 20 innings. Not what anybody expected. Let's see if the Tigers can keep it moving. We'll keep you up to date on the Mets. We'll keep you up to date on the Royals and the Yankees when they get started. Later on in the show, real late in the show, before I get the hell out of here, we'll keep you up to date with what's going on in San Diego between the Padres and the Dodgers. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yes, we're going to get into some football. I'm going to give you an update on Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers spoke today. The man who runs the New York Jets, surprise, surprise, he says he doesn't run the New York Jets. We'll hear what he had to say on the other side. We'll hear from some of these quarterbacks and coaches about some of these other changes that we've gotten in the NFL today with the Raiders switching quarterbacks as well as the Patriots. We have some injuries. I got a top six list for you. We have a lot to do. Happy Wednesday. It's time to get over the hump. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, I told you about the Detroit Tigers winning today 3-0 against the Guardians. They're now one game away, one victory away, tomorrow perhaps, from advancing to the American League Championship Series. Meanwhile, in Queens, New York, the Philadelphia Phillies have just taken a 1-0 lead in their game here in the top of the fourth. Quintana is on the mound for the New York Mets. The New York Mets, if they can come back to tie, well, not tie the game, if they can come back to put up some runs and win this game, the New York Mets advance to the National League Championship Series. You know what? Let's take a listen to the team that already got the job done and did some winning. Let's take a listen to the final call. The Detroit Tigers beating the Guardians 3-0. Now they're now one game away from the ALCS. This is courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tigers win. Tyler Holton works a 1-2-3 ninth. Back-to-back shutouts. And the Tigers have taken a 2-1 series lead.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back 3-0 shutouts. 20 scoreless innings. Congratulations to them. Let's see what they can do tomorrow. It'd be a shock, right? Could you imagine if the Tigers go to the World Series? Could you imagine if the Tigers actually win the World Series? I get it now. I feel like I'm pushing it one step at a time. But in all actuality, that's about as shocked as I would be if the New York Jets won a Super Bowl. And we know the New York Jets, they've dominated the news over the past 24 hours. Because they fired their head coach in Rob Saleh. They told him, go ahead and take a hike. And we got the statement and the conference call from Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets. He's like, nobody had a final say in doing this, firing Rob Saleh, but me. Not Joe Douglas, the general manager, not Aaron Rodgers, nobody. He says, I did it. So the New York Jets have too much talent. We needed to make a change. Well, kind of crazy. Today, Aaron Rodgers made his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show, and he had some interesting words to share. Let's take a listen to a few of them. I would say the most pointed thing, one of the two more pointed things that Aaron Rodgers said today on Pat McAfee, was that he did not fire Rob Saleh. It wasn't his fault. Take a listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about that.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? The offensive coordinator is there, Nathaniel Hackett, because of you. Alan Lazard is there because of you. Randall Cobb, who had nothing left in the tank, he was there last year because of you. The New York Jets went to you. The New York Jets waited on you. The New York Jets courted you. Let's even make this even clearer. Nathaniel Hackett was hired before you got there because of, wait a minute, let's all think about this for a minute, because of you. How you gonna play dumb? And so as Woody Johnson did say, he had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wanted to provide some clarity that that conversation did not involve anything about Rob Saleh. It's like he asked me how healthy I was after I got ripped to shreds in London. How's my leg? How's my knee? How's my ankle? Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about talking to Woody and Rob Saleh not being a part of that convo.
Yeah, I did talk to Woody. Woody called me on Monday night. We had a short conversation. I appreciated the call. It was a genuine call, and he just asked me how I was doing. Obviously, I got rolled up on in the game, so he just called and was asking how I was doing. And, we talked about the game and how disappointed I was in my performance and that I'm going to play better and we're going to get this thing turned around, and then we hung up.
Okay. We'll get this thing turned around. Okay. Now, if I have to listen to Woody Johnson's version and I have to listen to Aaron Rodgers' version, there's two things that they both made clear. Aaron Rodgers even made this clear in his conversation with Pat McAfee today. Aaron Rodgers was also asked about Nathaniel Hackett. Aaron Rodgers was also asked about having an understanding that things cannot stay the same and that change was needed. Now, I want you to listen to this. Aaron Rodgers, he spoke to Pat McAfee, and when he came down to the offense, he says, I know something has to give. Something has to give.
The most important thing is that there has to be some change, even just the smallest change to we need as players to take accountability for what's happened. I think that's the thing that hits you, too, in the moment is if I'd played better on Sunday, this doesn't happen. And as somebody who takes a lot of pride in their performance, that was the main sentiment for me yesterday.
Bingo. Change. If there was one commonality that we learned between Woody Johnson's conversation with Aaron Rodgers and vice versa, is that change was necessary. Rob Saleh's name didn't have to be a part of that conversation. Woody Johnson, hey, how are you? I'm good. I'm feeling better. My leg hurts. I got to do rehab. What you think is wrong with the offense? Man, we got to change things up. It could be as simple as that. We heard that Rob Saleh wanted to fire the offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett before he got the axe. And yeah, maybe this was a situation where Woody Johnson went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to think about some changes. And Aaron Rodgers said nothing. Maybe Woody Johnson said, oh, you guys need change? And he said, yeah, we got to figure out what the change is. And then Woody Johnson gave Rob Saleh the boot. You know, you can say a lot of things by saying nothing. And this is just a guess. But to hear Aaron Rodgers say, hey, people think I got power, more power in this place than I do. Who are you fooling? This team is yours. You have the leverage. Are you gonna deny that? You don't have the power. You don't have the pull. The New York Jets didn't move heaven and earth. They're still not trying to move heaven and earth, I guess, for Devontae Adams to bring you in. Come on, man. And what about Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator? Yeah, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves for the pun. Who can't hack it? He couldn't hack it last year with Zach Wilson. They scored 93 points through the first five games. This year with Aaron Rodgers, supposed to be a world beater, even though he's 40. 93 points in the first five games. Nathaniel Hackett sucks. They got to figure something out. Aaron Rodgers was asked, what's your relationship with Nathaniel Hackett, your old buddy? Tell us, what's up?
Well, our relationship's great. It always has been and always will be. I think, you know, that there was going to be some things that needed to change, regardless of, you know, what happened to Robert.
Oh, well, to change. There we go. Constant. We've heard that word a lot from the New York Jets. Change. Well, now they got to change. And so what happens now with Aaron Rodgers? He's the head coach, right? No, it's Jeff Ulbrich. He's running. He's leading the way. Defensive coordinator, the guy used to play linebacker in the NFL. To this day, right now, he looks like he could punch you in the mouth. And you would just stare at him and do nothing about it. That's the type of guy he is. I don't think he's going to punch Aaron Rodgers in the mouth. But Aaron Rodgers playing the game, political game, media game, Aaron Rodgers game. Aaron Rodgers said he's going to follow what the new coach tells him to do. Let's see if he calls him coach. What is he going to say?
At this point, you know, Brick and I have talked a couple times, and yeah, I'm on board with whatever he decides as far as the offense goes. And I want to do what's best for the team, and we're throwing our support behind Coach Ulbrich and whatever he believes is best for the team is what we're going to go with.
Okay. He called him coach. That's nice, right? For once, called him coach. He said that he's going to go with whatever he wants to do. Okay, sure. Aaron Rodgers is not going to have input on the offense. The same Aaron Rodgers who publicly kind of went back and forth with the guy that he loves so much, Rob Saleh, about the cadence and the pre-snap call and responsibility. That guy, he's just going to go along with it? I doubt it. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be very vocal with what he does with the offense. I think he is going to tell Nathaniel Hackett what to do with the damn offense. And Jeff Ulbrich is going to go, whatever y'all want to do, I'm going to do it. Because despite what Woody Johnson says and despite what Aaron Rodgers just said, he doesn't have as much power as people think he does. That is furthest thing from the truth. I don't think there's an NFL player outside of Patrick Mahomes, and he's in a great situation. There's no reason for him to be a power-hungry, manipulative jerk. And I'm not saying that's what Aaron Rodgers is, but the Jets asked for him. Aaron Rodgers also said one of the reasons he went to the New York Jets was to play for Rob Saleh. Well, now Rob Saleh is gone. If he wanted to play for him that damn bad, he would have vouched for him to stick around, even if it wasn't said that he was going to get the boot. Because Aaron Rodgers also told us, when it comes to the boss, when it comes to the owner, Woody Johnson, that Woody Johnson doesn't have to tell me anything. Take a listen to this.
Woody has no obligation to let me know of what his plans are. Whether or not he knew what he was doing in that moment is inconsequential. I just appreciated the call that he was checking on me. It was just like a friend call, like he would do. Hey, man, I saw that hit in the game. You doing okay? And we had a nice short 5-minute conversation, and then that was that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, maybe there's a small chance that Aaron Rodgers knew nothing. But maybe Aaron Rodgers' words in the media, maybe his words privately in other instances, maybe his body language. I think over the course of time, for Aaron Rodgers to say as much as he did today, Coach Saleh has a family and I play catch with his son and he has a great wife and I love the guy. Maybe Aaron Rodgers should have thought about all of that when it came time to defend and work with Coach Saleh in the public. And for that, he didn't need to have a conversation with Woody Johnson. For that, he did enough publicly to help put the guy on the hot seat and get him fired. I'm not going to sit here or stand here and tell you that Rob Saleh is God's gift to coaching. He's not a great defensive coordinator. Coach, I don't think so. But Aaron Rodgers didn't help his cause. He helped get this man the boot from the New York Jets. Let's see what they do to keep things a-rolling. I know one thing, Aaron Rodgers, he took blame for playing like crap on Sunday in London against the Vikings. I don't know how much more blame
Aaron Rodgers is going to accept for anything, especially as this ship, or well, it's not a ship, it's a jet, it just burns. And good luck to the Jets. You chose Aaron Rodgers. You stuck with him until he decides to leave and burn things down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I told you that maybe one of the New York Jets' saving graces is to bring in Davante Adams. Well, it appears that Antonio Pierce is making things a little bit more complicated in Las Vegas with Davante Adams than we would all think. And there's some other wide receiver issues in the NFL as well. It looks like Houston has a problem with Nico Collins. And it looks like Mike Tomlin might have a problem with George Pickens. I'm going to explain all of this on the other side of the break. Let's get to some wide receivers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, JR, you always be saying keeping it moving. So I'm going to let you know something you're not aware of, man. The energy you bring to your show, bro, you always sound like you're ready to return a kick, man. Is there any truth in that?
Well, listen, I'm quite the athlete. I can bust some ass out here.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, thank you so much, Rich Ackerman, for that news update. Watching this in the studio as the Phillies are taking on the Mets in Queens right now. Phillies lead 1-0. Bottom of the fifth. Showing all the stars in attendance. The former New York Met, Doc Gooden. Jerry Seinfeld. I think I saw Spike Lee. I think I did. I know he's a Yankee fan. And Joe Torre used to play for the Mets and obviously managed the New York Yankees. Anyway, and Francisco Lindor, is that Francisco? Yeah, Francisco Lindor is at second base. Let's see what the New York Mets do with a chance to eliminate these Phillies. Right before we went to break, we talked about another New York team, the New York Jets, the drama that continues on. Aaron Rodgers decided to speak today. He said he had nothing to do with the firing of Rob Saleh. Actually implored the listeners and the audience and the world to kind of think of the families and the business side of everything and what have you. And basically said he had nothing to do with it. I mean, if you think about some of his public behavior and comments, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, you could say it's business as usual, but I've never seen a guy shrug off a hug from his head coach. Okay. And tell me how much power you have without having it. But the New York Jets, I guess there's one saving grace out there. He's currently in Las Vegas. His name is Davante Adams. The NFL trade deadline takes place on November 5th. This man has been dealing with a hamstring issue. You can believe it if you want. I think hamstring, the reason why they're not playing him is because they don't want him to get hurt while they try to figure out where the hell he's going. That's just my thought. He could be legitimately hurt. And we've heard that the two places that he wants to be are either New Orleans with the Saints because he played with Derek Carr, or New York with the Jets because he played with Aaron Rodgers. Well, the New York Jets just fired their head coach. Aaron Rodgers is still there. Maybe it doesn't make a difference to Davante Adams. And then if you go ahead and take a look at the Saints, well, Derek Carr is hurt. The man is dealing with a busted up oblique. He's probably going to be gone for weeks. At that point, the Saints have some thinking to do, right? Do you want to put Spencer Rattler out there? Well, we'll get into that. I don't think Davante Adams wants to catch passes from a rookie. It's bad enough that he had to be on the receiving end of passes from Gardner Minshew and or Aiden O'Connell. I think he's had enough of that. Now, having said that, everybody's favorite coach spoke today. Antonio Pierce, yeah, the guy who goes on Instagram and likes posts saying that his players are going to move on. Antonio Pierce spoke to the media, and when asked about Davante Adams, he actually said he spoke with him, and he told us what is pretty obvious. He's still a Raider, no doubt. Listen to this.
He's still a Raider. He's never not been a Raider.
Yeah, actually playing again for the Raiders.
He's still a Raider. When he's healthy and he can play, we'll play him. he's just not healthy right now. And he's getting closer, though. That's the good part. He's working every day to get that hamstrings right. He's in the right headspace mentally. Like I said, we talked recently and had a good conversation, and he's ready to play football.
Has he been rehabbing here at the facility, Antonio?
Yes.
Seen him here?
Okay. He's been, you heard him, he's been rehabbing at the facility because he's still a Raider. So many posts went out today. Oh my God, is Davante Adams going to stay with the Raiders? Oh my God, is he sticking around? Has he rescinded his request for a trade? Come on, people, read the the answer is no. Antonio Pierce is going to say whatever the hell he needs to say to keep things at a status quo. Whenever he's healthy, he's going to play. He's a Raider. Well, last week, he didn't want to answer questions about liking a post about him playing his last game. There's no consistency here because the message is the same. We got to keep Davante Adams in cobwebs. We got to put this guy in a bubble so we can ship his ass up on out of here. However much money is left on his contract, 10, 11, 12, whatever is left, we got to keep the guy healthy so we can ship him out of town. Yeah, he's a Raider today, only because he hasn't been traded. And there's a legitimate thought process here that the reason why he's hurt, air quotes, is because he wants to be traded and they want to maintain his trade value, because you can't do that if he legitimately hurts his hamstring out on the field. That you don't want, and I think that we all know. And speaking of hamstrings, bad news, real bad news out in Houston. Not a good thing. Nico Collins is out. Nico Collins is now on injured reserve. Houston had to slap him there because of his own hamstring issue. Injured his hammy this past Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Nico Collins held it down last year for Tank Dell while he was out. Almost 1,300 yards receiving, 8 touchdowns. And as of going down, Nico Collins was already leading the NFL in receiving yards, 567 to go along with 3 touchdowns. And so what does this mean? Is Stephon Diggs, step on up. It's your time to shine. What does this mean? This means that Tank Dell, who was out last year, a good portion of it, you got to help out on the offensive side of the ball as well. And so speaking of hamstrings, you don't have to worry about this one being legitimate or fake. Nico Collins is going to miss some time for these Texans. Next up, and I want to say this is a little bit of an easy street. They got the Patriots next. Do you need Nico Collins for that game? I don't think so. They have the Packers. Yeah, you need all the offense you can get against the Packers. You got the Colts. I think in most cases, the Colts probably hurt and injure themselves. And then the Texans, who still have a 4-1 record today, then the Texans take on the Jets. The Jets could be a complete disaster by the time that game rolls around, or they could have Davante Adams. We'll see what happens. Nico Collins missing. So if we got to think about wide receivers with issues, Davante Adams wants to be traded. Nico Collins hits injured reserve. And then how about this wide receiver? He wishes he was in the same category because he's painting it on his face. George Pickens, former Georgia Bulldog. Sunday Night Football, the game that took forever to end, 1 a.m. in the morning, East Coast time. George Pickens decided to put on his eye black in silver ink for everybody to see. Always bleeping open. Now, I don't know about George Pickens, but I think anywhere you work, whether it happens to be the NFL, which is a completely different work environment than, I don't know, my studio here in Atlanta, or maybe your job, or wherever the hell you work, I think there are certain rules on profanities. You know, I don't think I'll go walk around the office here in Odyssey in Atlanta with a shirt that just says, "Always bleeping open." You know, I don't want my, my local elected officials, you know, putting that on hats. I don't want to see that out of school. You know, save that for your house. save it for your private conversations. And I get the NFL is different. And I don't know if George Pickens was trying to send a message to Justin Fields or Mike Tomlin or whoever the hell he was trying to talk to. He sent a message to the NFL because the NFL is investigating why the hell he had that on his face. And the NFL is likely to fine George Pickens for being a complete idiot. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he wants to be a distraction. Maybe he, like Davante Adams, wants to be traded. Always bleeping open. Not something that you should, wear publicly. But you know what? We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I want you to hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about his star wide receiver, basically painting on his face that he is always bleeping open. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin on the other side. And then we also got some changes and issues, not just with wide receivers, but with quarterbacks as well. Because these Raiders, oh, they're making a QB change. Oh, yeah, Davante Adams really wants to stay now. We got a QB change we already know up in New England as well. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.